This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Right, we got Sammy Levitt, postseason Sammy, sticking around because I did want to talk about the decisions that the Padres are going to have to make in the next 24 hours as to which 26 players they want to have on their wild card series roster. Now, keep in mind, you can change your rosters between series, but once you've kind of started the series, unless someone gets hurt, locked in. And if they get hurt and you replace them, they can't come back for the rest of the playoffs. So you have to be pretty sure of the 26 that you want. Now, maybe there's some specific matchups you look at depending on who wins today and whether you're facing the Braves or the Mets. I think for the purposes of this discussion, though, let's see if we can just put together the best 26-man roster possible for the Padres in the postseason. Now, Sam, okay. I was trying to look, and I didn't see anywhere in the rules that you have to have 13 pitchers and 13 position players
anymore.
I thought
you had to have 13, or it was a max of 13 pitchers.
Because in Dennis Lynn's speculation, because he did this over the weekend, he had five bench players, 14. He had 14 position players and only 12 pitchers.
I think it's a max of 13 pitchers. I think that's
okay, but you can have one less pitcher and add a position player.
I believe so. I think it's a max of 13. I'm like 99% sure.
Why would you carry 14 pitchers for a three-game series? That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right.
Most of the time in the playoffs, you're relying on your higher leverage arms anyway. You don't need all of your starters, so obviously you've got a couple of extra slots there, depending on how you use your bullpen. So
we're saying 12 pitchers, 14 position
probably
players.
That's probably the direction the Padres would want to go. So if you are constructing a bench for the Padres in the wild card series, you need a backup catcher, and I think we can all agree that at this point it's Elias Diaz.
Correct.
Luis Camposano's there, but probably not returning to the Padres at this point.
Higgy and Diaz are in.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Now, you've got all your regular starters, obviously. I mean, your regular starters. Arraez, Profar.
Yes.
Cronenworth, Tatis, Manny, Merrill. Solano is probably going to be a regular starter there as well. Bogarts. Am I missing anyone?
No. How many is that?
That should be 9.
There's a lot of dings.
It's 11.
Plus, you've got Diaz as a backup. So, who are your other backups? David Peralta clearly is going to be part of this wild card
roster.
Brandon
Lockridge and Tyler Wade.
Okay.
There you go. 14.
No Nick Ahmed.
No.
Dennis has Nick Ahmed on the team.
Who does Dennis
14.
Not have on? Wade?
He has Wade on the team as well.
He doesn't have Lockridge.
He has Lockridge on the team as well.
So who doesn't he have on? I don't have the paper in front of me.
There would be actually
no...
No, yes, Peralta. They wouldn't actually... If they only do 12 pitchers, they wouldn't need to...
Oh.
They wouldn't need to drop someone for the... But then you need to drop a pitcher, though.
Yuki Matsui.
Yeah. He has Yuki on the team as well. So he has, obviously, the starting pitchers, Cease, Musgrove, Darvish, and King.
Okay.
Whether Darvish or King is that third starter, we don't know. But
right.
He actually has Darvish in his bullpen and King making a start.
Okay.
Could go the other way around. And then he has Suarez, Scott, and Adam.
Okay.
Obviously, your late inning options. Estrada and Morejon, who've been getting a lot of innings.
Makes sense.
And he's got Peralta, Hoeing, Yuki Matsui to go with Darvish as your more longer options out of the bullpen.
Peralta.
So no Martin Perez.
And Sean Reynolds.
But Perez, no Sean Reynolds.
Yeah, I mean, Perez just pitched yesterday. So realistically...
Yeah,
when would he come out of the bullpen?
Like Thursday, right?
Yeah, maybe. Makes sense
maybe.
To me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is that a sign that you think Perez is not going to be there?
I mean,
I would doubt it.
But you have two starting pitchers for Thursday as
correct,
well.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
You
have a long man, essentially, whoever it may be.
And to be honest, all of a sudden, Martin Perez is going to come out of your bullpen on short rest in a wild card series? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Divisional series, I absolutely can
see. Yeah, I mean, maybe he's on it later, but
yeah,
for this series...
You get an extra inning game or something, and you need some length.
So that's interesting. So they're really, if they go with 12 pitchers and 14 position players, there's really nobody they're leaving off other than Martin Perez, who pitched yesterday.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty decent roster.
And the point
same
was,
roster.
The, same roster.
The point was made, I think, first by A.J. Casavell, that with no... Manfred man, free runners and extra innings, you have to be prepared for the 14, 16 inning games, which means
great
having
point.
Someone who's stretched out.
Gosh,
but
AJ's all over that kind of thinking. That's a great point.
In the wild card series, though, with only three starters, if it's Darvish or King, you could have that guy be in reserve for multiple innings,
right.
Possibly. But I don't want to just be waiting. If Michael King doesn't start, I don't want him just sitting there until the 10th or 11th inning. I want to use Michael King at some point as a high-leverage guy. I mean, he's one of your best pitchers. It would be foolish to not pitch Michael King in this series just because you might not start him. You might start Yu Darvish. Same with Yu Darvish. It would be foolish not to pitch him in this series, correct? He's one of your best arms.
Mm-hmm. Unless you win in two and you don't
need him. Unless you win in two and you don't need him, yes. But, you know, if there is a situation that arises...
Arise.
Those are guys that are I would think would be one of your first two guys out of the bullpen in like a fifth or sixth inning if you ever needed
someone. Have you guys predicted what you think the three would be and what order it would be?
No, we haven't got to that
we
yet.
We talked a little bit. I assume Cease is going first, but it wouldn't stun me if King was the choice.
Yeah, it wouldn't stun me either.
Dennis had Cease, King, and Musgrove with Darvish in the pen.
Oh. I would agree with Cease, King, and Musgrove.
The only question there is Darvish
almost
never pitched out of the bullpen, other than the World Baseball
Classic.
Well,
that's the thing. And Wood, you talked about this a couple of weeks ago, I think. For me, it would be some version of Cease, King, and Musgrove.
Yeah.
Some version of those three. Would it shock me if Yu Darvish is slated to pitch a game two or a game three? Because he pitched on Friday, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So he'll be on, by Wednesday, he's on regular rest. Would it shock me? It wouldn't shock me, but if it were me making the decision, I don't see how Michael King, based on what he's done, doesn't make a start for you in this series.
Remember, if you do use one of those guys out of the bullpen, Darvish or King, you'll probably want to use him Tuesday because that would be the person who's ticketed to start on Saturday against the Dodgers in LA if you do make it to the division series because everyone else would be on short rest. So you do need to save one of those guys potentially to pitch on Saturday as your starter for game one of that series.
It's an interesting way to think about it, too, because, look, the Padres, unlike some other teams, may have a little bit of that luxury to plan ahead for the NLDS. Now, you got to get there, but I wouldn't blame them for thinking that way a little bit of, hey, let's plan to win this series. We have options, you know?
Do you go Cease and King, essentially, tomorrow as, you know, Cease as many effective innings as you've got, maybe six, and then King comes in for... You know, two and sets up your high leverage relievers if you've got the lead, and then King is more than rested enough to go on Saturday as the starter in Game 1 against the Dodgers. Is that a possibility?
Or maybe you get through the series without using King.
I think you wait.
Just ready to go for Saturday.
I honestly think you wait.
If you can get through it.
I honestly think you wait to see who you face. Michael King, here's the numbers, right? Michael King, 0-1 record against the Mets. 2.12 ERA, 22 Ks, 1 save in 6 appearances against the Mets in his career. Dylan Cease against the Mets.
Not as good. Lindor has owned him.
0-3, 688 in his career against the Mets in 3 starts. Michael King against the Braves, not allowed any runs on 1 hit, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts in 3 2/3 innings against the Braves. Dylan Cease against the Braves is 2-0 with a 3.60 ERA, 22 Ks in 3 appearances. Had a rough one against the Braves back in May. Had a really, really nice one with 11 Ks against them in July. So does that have anything to do with it? Maybe. I have no idea. I feel pretty confident in any one of those guys. It's a really good feeling to go, yeah, I mean, whoever you want to run out there, I feel pretty good. I think the only one you'd look at is maybe Cease against the Mets, not so great, but you know, you got to figure it out at some point. And if you acquired him to be your game one starter, maybe he starts game one. I don't know that I necessarily go nuts with the I've got to get Michael King in. You know, I've got to, unless we're going to give him a start. I don't know that I have to be like, let's wedge him. Ben, you said get him in for a couple innings and set up your high leverage relievers. But like, you have high leverage relievers. That's what they're there for. I mean,
only if you have to pull somebody in 3 innings.
Yeah,
or something.
I think it's a guy goes
you're
out
down, and you're chasing 3.
He doesn't have it.
Right.
He doesn't
right.
have it. I agree with that.
I think if King is not slated to start one of these 3 games, I think you would try to get through this series without using him and have him ready for Saturday.
If he is, though, is it possible that you don't
But you may
put,
have to I mean it might
you
be
don't
an emergency.
Put Yu Darvish on the roster for the first 3 games.
I don't think you can
and because
risk.
You know he's going to pitch on Saturday.
For who, though? Like, who are you?
Perez.
No. You wouldn't keep Perez and not put you on. You'd do, like, Sean Reynolds or something. A big power arm out of the bullpen.
But then you don't
Perez would be doing what you would do.
Correct.
Long relief or whatever.
But I think you get another power arm. Look, that feels like you're tempting fate to say, we've got 4 starters. We're just going to go ahead and leave one off because he's throwing game one against the Dodgers. I feel like you're like, oh, really? Okay. That's a little arrogance of you.
You've got to do everything you can to win this series.
Correct.
If it goes 3 games, whatever, all hands on deck. If they end up using, like, you and Michael King late in the series, you might have to start Martin Perez in game one against the Dodgers.
I know.
Which isn't ideal, obviously, but you have to win this series or you go home. So you've got to
win tomorrow.
Win tomorrow,
no matter who it is.
Obviously.
I also think there's like a very simple way of thinking about it of would you play this series without Michael King pitching in this series? And what would that look like if you lost this series?
If things go right. If things go right and they fall the right,
right.
way.
No. You know? If you can win the series without him and he's going to start Saturday, fine. That's probably like best case scenario.
Captain Obvious here. If you could win in 2 games and get your bullpen 2 days off and only use 2 starters and have your choice of whether you want to start King or Darvish or even Musgrove or Darvish in game 1 against the Dodgers. Ooh, that is a great best case scenario.
Then you have 2 starting pitchers on as much rest as the Dodgers staff.
Yeah,
this wild card series, it's tough.
It's tough. You got to figure out a way to win 2 games, and really, right now, you got to figure out how to win.
Makes you nervous.
Is there like a time that managers need to submit starting pitcher information for tomorrow? Because like, if you're Mike Schilt, and AJ
Mike Schilt
Preller,
said he was going to announce it today. Yeah. I can't imagine.
It has to be waiting.
He has to announce it until after the Mets and Braves
one game
series is decided.
If the Braves win the first game,
you know they're coming to San Diego.
Right.
So you know that you're facing the Braves, you can make that decision. If the Mets win the first game and say, like, 3:00, they're like, it's tied in the second game, you may delay that decision a little bit.
I don't even think you have to set your roster until tomorrow.
No.
So I would doubt you have to announce your starter before those games are over.
You don't have to.
No.
I mean, the MLB schedules a press conference for the next day's starting pitcher today.
Correct.
The MLB allowed this cluster F to even happen today, so Sorry.
They can sit in it, yeah.
I mean, they're supposed to have another team working out at Petco Park today and interview their manager and their starting pitcher. That ain't happening, that's for sure. So, yeah, it's not going to be a normal workout.
The game one starter is supposed to speak today, whether that happens or not. Like,
I think it's kind of
I think it's just
kind of a power move to be like, this is our... I mean, there are certain teams you look at and you go, this is our game one starter, right? So why not us? We have a game one starter. We have an idea. We know the guy we want on the bump in a game one.
It's ultimately an embarrassment of riches that we're even having this conversation. We have four guys that could absolutely be your game one ace tomorrow.
So it's a luxury. It's a good problem to have. It is. Just like with the bullpen with Suarez struggling, not that that's the good part of it, but you even have the discussion, the option that, hey, there are other guys you could go to in a traditional save situation if you wanted. You could switch up the way you're doing it.
Better than going to a struggling Mike Clevinger and Sean Manaea in 2022 or throwing Ryan Weathers out as a rookie starting a playoff game in 2020 against the Dodgers.
I swear to God, man, if I'm Mike Schilt today, you know who I shoot a text to? Boach. I do. Boach is the greatest postseason manager of a starting rotation and bullpen of all time. Nobody's been better than that.
I'm sure he's talked to Tony La Russa.
Guaranteed.
If it is the Mets, I wonder if Manaea, he pitched on Friday. I wonder if he would come on 3 days rest.
If they need Severino in game two.
Right, if they need Severino.
It means they lost game one, which means it's not going to be the Mets against the Padres. But they may go to play Milwaukee. They either have a bullpen day or they have Manaea on short rest. Those would be their only options. Now, if they win the first game, they're not going to pitch Severino. Severino would start tomorrow against the Padres. So we're not going to see Manaea. I think that's almost guaranteed on Tuesday at least.
Right.
Could see him on Wednesday.
Gosh, I don't like that one of these teams is going to come in us against the world.
I know. I don't either.
I don't like Eric that. I've been talking about how nice the doubleheader is.
Eric said, Schilt said yesterday he has his rotation set. It won't change with who they play. Yeah, you can say that all you want until something happens and you're like, ooh, would this actually be better?
Right. You want it to seem whoever you name that it was always the guy.
It was always
Michael Caine.
We didn't
switch that out because the Mets coming and Dylan Cease has struggled against the Mets. It was always Michael Caine.
Yeah, no doubt.
So that's an easy thing to say.
Sure. Yeah, it's just something you say. Woo, mama.
It'll be fun.
What you got going on the rest of the day, Sam?
I thought you asked me. I was going to say smoking cigarettes. That's what I'm going to rest of the day.
What do I got going on? I'm going to watch at least game one of this doubleheader. Work out later at Petco Park, so we'll have full coverage from there.
You were working out later.
Oh, maybe I'll
get in a lift.
That's the other thing I need to do this week is make sure I get work, like exercise.
Yeah.
I have to. I can't go home and sit in a rock.
No. So they're working out later at the ballpark, late in the late afternoon into the evening. So we'll have full coverage from that.
Right. Nice.
There's at least going to be some guys talking and see if we can do any interviews down there. So we will have full coverage on 97.3 The Fan and the social media channels as well. Adam Klug will be editing and posting videos.
Send him my love.
Puts to work with his credentials.
Send him my love, Sammy.
Sammy, I will see you down at the workout today. We get to pick up our credentials. All guys, right. You want me to pick up your credentials?
No, don't worry about it. Yeah, go ahead.
Never mind.
Are you going live down there?
No, because we have Monday Night Football on ABC tonight. So I'm just going to be there and getting the interview sound and everything for later.
We'll be there. On 97.3 The Fan tonight.
Can we carry those live, or how does that work? The
Monday
press
night
conferences?
We're carrying Monday Night Football.
Oh, the football.
Oh, the press. I don't think we...
But before the
pre-game,
the pre-game press conference as well. We'll have the sound for you tomorrow morning.
No, we don't do it live usually.
All right, we'll have the sound for you tomorrow morning here on Ben and Woods. If you didn't miss any of it with Mike Schilt and the Game 1 starting pitcher, maybe. And Manny Machado is supposed to speak as well.
Nice.
So we'll have that for you. Sammy, thank you for coming in studio.
Thank you, guys.
Sharp. Good to
appreciate
see you.
It. And I'll see you tomorrow morning.
We will see you bright and early at Baja
Ritz
tomorrow.
Baby.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, we've got some tickets to give away. Our unwon prize from Take on Woods. Tickets to see Cake in the very first concert at Front Wave Arena up in Oceanside. We'll give those away. And we still have a Rondle report to get to. Call coming up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All right, again, the scenarios for today, if you missed it earlier. The Mets and Braves will play a doubleheader at the top of the hour. Game one, the winner is in the postseason. If the same team wins both games, the Arizona Diamondbacks are in the playoffs and headed to Milwaukee to face the Brewers.
Okay.
If they split the two games, then both the Mets and Braves are in the postseason. Arizona is out, and the Braves would be headed to San Diego, and the Mets would go to Milwaukee. The only way the Mets come to Petco Park tomorrow is if they win both games today in the doubleheader. So odds are 75-80% that it's going to be the Braves. Atlanta Braves who are the opponent for the San Diego Padres, but we won't know that for sure until at least after Game 1 and possibly until after Game 2. And, of course, if you're a Padres fan and you think you're facing the Braves, you'd love them to have to burn as much starting pitching and bullpen as possible. That would mean losing the first game and pitching Chris Sale in the second game, rendering him likely unavailable for the entire three-game series at Petco Park. And, again, that doesn't guarantee anything at all. But that's probably the best-case scenario.
The other wrinkle is something that a lot of people are talking about. Paulie was talking about it earlier. Is Chris Sale even healthy right now? Is he even healthy at all? And, if I'm Brian Snitker, I'm not telling anybody anything.
Not if he's not. You're not.
If Chris Sale's like, I mean, I can go, but his velo was down. He was throwing like 90 or something after like the third or fourth inning. And came off the mound, I guess, in his last appearance. And they were talking about velo drop. Okay. Like, I mean, at this point, just give me who you got and let's go out and beat him. Max Fried is no joke either. He's no joke. Pitched really well his last time out. Reynaldo Lopez is no joke. I mean, they're a good team that knows how to win too, Benny. Those guys have been there before, a lot of them. So, yeah, man, it's the playoffs. And the oldest cliche in the book is, you know, if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. And the Dodgers, no joke. I mean, these are the Phillies, no joke. These are really, really good baseball teams with some very feared players on them. We have that too, though. And so I'm just ready to get this thing going.
Yeah, there are no bad teams
No,
left.
God, no.
There may be teams that aren't as hot as other teams, but that doesn't really mean much either. The Texas Rangers weren't hot at all.
No.
Going into the playoffs last year. It takes, you know, one day for it to all click in, and then all of a sudden you could be a juggernaut in October.
No question, man. No question. So can you turn it on at the right time?
I will say, the Padres did a good job of competing against those top teams.
Yeah.
During the season. Yeah, they had a little trouble with the Rockies and the Angels. Not going to see either of those teams in the postseason. But they did a good job. They won the season series against the Braves. They won the season series against the Dodgers, of course. They won the season series against the Brewers. Mets did win the season series against the Padres. They did split their most recent four games at Petco Park. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, if any of that comes into play. But Padres certainly weren't ever overmatched. Maybe Phillies early in the season when the Phillies were scorching hot when the Padres and Phillies met.
They hit a nasty skid, man. Nasty.
But then they came back to earth, and you know, they only ended up with what? Three more wins than the Padres?
Yeah, they lost the number one overall best record to the Dodgers. Dodgers
kinda,
will have home field.
Kind of looked like they didn't care so much about winning that one seed this last weekend.
Suarez got crushed.
Yeah, not that he wanted to get crushed. I get it. I don't think they were trying to lose, but they weren't pulling out all the stops to get the one seed because, you know, they would have to play the four or five seed, which looks like it's either the Padres or the Braves. And I can see if you're the Phillies, don't necessarily want to play the Padres or Braves. Now they probably get either the Brewers, Mets, or Diamondbacks in the division series. And while any of those teams can be dangerous as well, they might have a better path than the Dodgers, who are going to get likely the Padres or the Braves in the division series, even though they're at home. And if they do get it, they would have home field advantage in the postseason all the way through.
So did you guys see the latest wrinkle going on right now in Hotlanta, as it were? It is the skies are about to open up. There is a...
I looked at the forecast, and I didn't see the rain necessarily hitting, but...
There's a storm coming, allegedly. There was also a huge chemical explosion.
I did see that
yesterday. There is chlorine gas fumes from the nearby chemical plant fire. Sounds like a really, really cool day to be a part of as a player, a fan, manager, whatever. Just very, very, very cool. You got hit by a hurricane, so that's rad.
So you're
90 people dead.
That a bunch of acid rain could melt all the players.
Yeah, all the players
and the Braves today.
I mean, it is just, somebody said these games are cursed. Very clearly, very, very clearly cursed.
By the way, those hurricane images and everything.
It's terrible, man.
Helene, just awful.
One of my, a guy that I know very well was at my wedding, man, a dear, dear friend of mine. Is a music producer, and he just moved to Asheville like a year ago and is building a new studio there and showing the build out. And I texted him, check on him. He said he's doing fine and nothing. His construction didn't get messed up. He goes, but man, this town is like underwater. So obviously
Asheville, by the way, is like 300 miles inland and 2,000 feet of altitude. It's not like the ocean just washed in.
That's
how much rain they got.
That's how much.
That storm, just insane levels of rain.
So, yeah, what a day for baseball in Atlanta. That's like the crazy. Like, if it does start to rain, think about how normally when you're playing a game and it's in August and it's in the seventh inning and the sky opens up and you're like, all right, they're just going to play through this. I mean, today, you have to just, like, knuckle down and get these games in. You just have to. You just got to push through. You can't keep delaying these games, Benny. If it's a little bit of rain, even if it's a pretty steady rain, they're going to have to keep playing.
Let's say worst-case scenario, and it just starts pouring.
They bang
and
the
they
second
have
one.
To, and they have to... Well, what if they don't get either of them in?
Oh, my God.
Well, they can't...
Okay,
let's say they get the first one in, but not the second one in.
They have to bang the second one.
So the Braves win. Who goes to the playoffs then? The Diamondbacks or the Mets?
Is there a head-to-head?
They're not tied anymore.
Is there some?
I mean, they wouldn't have the same number of games. So.
Well, if you bang the second game, the Diamondbacks would have one more game played, but you wouldn't
let
the Mets play.
They would be a half game ahead of the Mets. But the Mets would have the tiebreaker if they got to play that game and win that game. I don't think you can tell the Mets, sorry, you just finished a half game behind and one game short.
That happens. Diamondbacks, you're in. And
come to San Diego, Diamondbacks.
I just don't see how there's any circumstance where you can't play both. You have to play both games. You know, you can't just say, all right, Braves just say they forfeit the second game. The Diamondbacks, that would be completely unfair and cruel to the Diamondbacks.
Cruel is not the right word, because you don't care about the Diamondbacks, what's happening to them. If you're the Braves,
if the
Mets win and then they can't play the second game and the Braves say, fine, we forfeit, we're in the playoffs, the Diamondbacks are the odd man out here, right?
But why should they be? The Mets have not played all their games. The Diamondbacks are ahead of them. I would say the Diamondbacks would be more deserving to be in the playoffs. You can't just give the Mets a win that they didn't play. The Diamondbacks would then go in, and then the Mets would say, but we didn't get to play our last game. If we had won it, we would have been in the playoffs. You're just not letting us play. That's why
we somehow get screwed over on this.
That's why you have to play both of the games.
We're going
to
move the wild card up a couple
days. If you do that, and one of the games has to be pushed back to tomorrow,
it'll be ours.
Well, they'll play that Mets-Braves game, and then we'll have to push back the wild card series to Wednesday, Thursday, and potentially Friday, which means no off day until the Dodgers series.
Am I
going to
miss
Saturday?
Or my lobster bucket tomorrow? What if we're broadcasting live from Baja Rick's?
And there's no game. I mean, it's not impossible.
It's not impossible.
We're eating lobster tomorrow.
If they don't get these games in today, they will have to stay there and play them tomorrow.
You know who else?
Then there will be no playoff game tomorrow.
You know who else probably bought a pack of Marlboros? Rob Manfred.
Let's and let's look at the other scenario. All right, let's say, we know we have to get these games in. 5-hour rain delay. You know, whatever, how long it takes. We have to play a doubleheader.
It's 3 in the morning.
So it's possible they don't finish until, 10, 11 at night on the East Coast. Hop on a plane, get in San Diego, 7, 8 a.m., and then have to be at the ballpark, 3 or 4 hours later for a game. That doesn't seem that fair either. So, there could be...
push the wild card game back. You can't.
You can.
You can.
They thought about it. They reportedly talked about it. Yeah, you can.
I have a lobster bucket
waiting for me in the morning.
I mean, theoretically, skies look pretty good. The weather forecast is good. Theoretically, it could pour in San Diego tomorrow, and you have to bang it, and you push everything back. They do have that off day on Friday built in case there have been rainouts in the playoffs before. They happen almost every year, actually.
Not here.
It's October.
Not here, buddy.
And there is bad weather around the country.
Not here.
Not here usually.
Not here.
But it's been known to happen.
I hate this.
I saw the weather. It's going to be perfect.
We're not going to rain. I get it. But you can postpone a game in the postseason. They do almost every season. It happens. All right, we got tickets to give away on Saturday for the very first concert at Front Wave Arena up in Oceanside. It is Cake in concert, and if you want to win tickets, be the fourth caller right now at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Cake in concert. I'm hearing good things about Front Wave Arena.
Yeah,
nice,
me too.
There's about 5,000, 6,000 seats somewhere around there. Really nice venue that they just opened up. It's where the Sockers are going to play, where the San Diego Clippers or the G League are going to play in the first concert. Cake this Saturday, 833-288-0973. We'll come back. I think Paulie's got a couple of Rindle Report headlines before we turn things over to Annie and Elston at 10 o'clock with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. Just one more reminder, you can join 97.3 The Fan tomorrow as we broadcast all day at Baja Rick's in the Gas Lamp leading up to Game 1 of the baseball playoffs. Ben and Woods, we will kick you off at 6 a.m. as we celebrate the postseason presented by Santo Super Premium Additive-Free Tequila. Santo, work hard, play loud. And then Annie and Elston will be there, and Gwen and Chris program will be broadcasting live all the way up until 4:38 when Sammy, who just left, will take over with the pregame show for Game 1.
Yeah. Excited.
Excited. Nervous. Excited. Eagerly anticipating.
How's parking down there?
At 5:30 a.m.? Not bad. Usually you can get something.
Well, we got to get street parking,
which means
2-hour limits, which means mid-show we got to run and feed the meter.
Correct. Like at the 7:58 break, you got to run, feed the meter before the 8 o'clock kicks in, but then you have it good for the 2 hours until the end of the show. Then you got to move your car right away at the end
of the
show.
I may find a lot and then take my scooter and just scoot down.
You could do that.
Yeah, I could do that. I have a scooter.
Can you fit it in your car?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Problem.
Piggyback.
Would it hold me and you?
It's how about the three of us together?
Those fat guys on a motorcycle. This stuff. If I can get it, I should get it tattooed. It's my favorite image to ever. You know what I'm talking about from the Guinness Book of World Records. We've talked about it before. The two guys on the motorcycle. Fattest twins to ever ride a motorcycle. Here they are. It just, nothing makes me laugh harder than those guys, dude. Nothing. So, yeah, the three of us on one scooter would be straight comedy. Straight up. Every single time. I may do that because I don't. I will forget. I'll be right in the middle of eating fried ice cream. Woodsy, your meter's going to rob me. Like, I don't care. I'll take the ticket. You know me.
You just have to hope that the parking enforcement officers are tier ones and are lenient.
Ooh, somebody said, can you pay the meter on the app now?
I think you can.
Can you really? That's genius. Okay, I didn't think of that. Thank you, Adam. That's a great idea.
You
got
to scan a QR code when you sign up, and then you can feed it from the app. Although, I don't think you can. Because they don't want you just sitting there all day necessarily
feeding the meter and
taking your parking spot. So you do have to, I think, maybe physically go and refeed it. Like the first time you can pay it on the app.
Okay.
But I don't know that you can actually reload it all day.
Yeah, so. I may do that now.
But maybe you can. Adam says you can.
Just scooter in, which is great. I'm excited. All right, it's going to be a little chilly, so dress accordingly, everyone.
Yeah, although tomorrow is actually, there's heat warnings in San Diego.
It'll burn off.
But the coast will be a little foggy by the coast, so probably a little chilly right when we start. But by the time Annie and Elston and Gwen and Chris are on, I think it's going to be pretty warm. Yeah. Nice day tomorrow, at least for October 1st in San Diego.
Carlos says scooters are gone. I have my own, buddy.
Yeah, you don't have to rent one.
I got one for Christmas.
Throw it in the back of your car.
Best gift I ever got in my whole life as a 49-year-old man. I have a scooter.
Have they really gotten rid of them? I know they've been trying to pretty much ever since they arrived.
I think they're gone from downtown. I love them.
Rental scooters, I think they've gotten rid of. But
when they first hit the scene, I was like, this is the greatest thing to happen in San Diego ever. And then you were able to leave them anywhere.
Yes.
And then they started restricting where you could and could not leave them. I mean,
you're driving
to,
and then it stops. You're like, oh my God.
You used to be able to take it right up to the home plate gate and just drop it off.
Maybe there's a tier one that's one of those pedicab drivers and we can have them pick us up. Blaring music as loud as possible with the
Sweet
neon.
Home Alabama!
And somebody that's done that once downtown, it'll cost us probably $250 to go three blocks.
Hey, buddy, where are we headed? Where are the skies lost blue? All right, I guess we're down to bottom. All right. Sweet Home Alabama! Always just the worst songs on there.
We took when we were doing a staycation a couple years ago. Like, literally, three or four blocks to the hotel. We thought it'd be fun.
$700.
We get out. I paid on the guy. He had the little swiper or whatever on his phone. And Megan goes, how much was that? I'm like, don't ask. You don't want to know.
Do not ask me.
You do not want to know how much that cost us.
Sweet Home Alabama. Oh, sweet home.
I got to show you the video.
So good, dude.
I think it was we were playing Welcome to the Jungle. We had fun and games
as loud as it could pop. And then the guy,
can I pay you even more to turn the music off?
The guy next to you is, I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. You're like, I'm going to die.
They conflict as they're going
by. It's terrible.
Completely different
it's
music.
It's like the worst thing that
blaring
happen.
On. Like,
that's Polly's. So nuts, dude.
Oh, it was such a waste of money.
It's a total waste of money, bro.
Oh, God.
Well, listen, so get down there early, obviously, find parking and figure it out. But we appreciate all the effort. We will have some Ben and Wood shirts. Got some other little trinkets and prizes and things people may be interested in as well.
All right, traffic, and then a quick Rindle report to wrap things up here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
For the sake of saving some time here, we only got a few minutes. I don't know that anybody really cares about the Aztecs' loss over the weekend. Top five shakeup in college football. We can probably just skip through that.
Yeah.
Aztecs lost.
I did watch it. They did lose. Sean Lewis talked very fast after the game.
Field goal. Lost on the last second field goal.
Yeah, well, after they missed like a 33-yarder and a 27-yarder. There we go. Okay.
Right. Sorry.
A lot of baseball news still that we have.
One and three?
Yeah.
Be the alpha. Anyways.
It's the A1FA.
The A1FA.
It's not the alpha. It's A1FA.
Be the hashtag.
The A1. No, just be the A1FA.
Like A1 steak sauce?
I love A1. Yeah, A1 is pretty, massively.
Even I like A1.
Bro, it gets crapped on. Yeah.
It gets so. That is the most underrated.
There's nothing wrong with A1.
Underrated, most crapped on sauce. Did you ever try the A1 bold and spicy? Delicious. Is absolutely stunning.
I mean, the traditional
stunning.
Is so good. I didn't want to branch out. It's pretty good, though. I mean, don't put it on a really good steak.
No, but like, no. Don't
if
go
I'm
to like
at home and I don't know what I'm doing. It's perfect.
You get like a nice sirloin steak
sure,
at home.
Yeah, there
bro,
you go. Perfect. Yeah. Don't go to somewhere fancy, order a filet and put
get
that
A1
on there.
Up.
No.
Hey, but even if you did, it's not the worst thing you can
burger,
do.
Burger? It's good on a burger.
I never had it on a burger.
Eat it on a burger.
I will try that. God, I love A1. I'm getting some. I've just decided. Right. Thanks for bringing
that's
it
some Aztec talk
I will
for
be
you right
now
there.
The A1 pho forever.
Who says we don't talk Aztec football on this show?
You wanted it.
No surprise, but Skip Schumacher will not be returning as manager of the Marlins. That news came out over the weekend.
I'm
and
shocked.
I saw that he had to leave the team early. Was it Friday night, I think, he managed his last game and did not finish the season due to, like, family issues.
Yeah, death in the family.
Death in the family. So our best thoughts to our beloved Skip Schumacher. And all of the insiders, of course, then say he's automatically at the top of the list for every team that could make a manager change.
All right. As I think now that it's done and he is done as manager of the Marlins. You know how I always complain, Woods breaks news, doesn't break news, could have had this. Woods didn't have this story yesterday or the day before. Woods has been sitting on this one for, I don't know, like 10 months that you knew that Skip was done before anyone else in baseball. Like, he's like, yeah, we already know this is going to be our last. This is going to be the last.
Didn't you see Goodfellas? You never rat on your friends. I'm not ratting on my friends.
This was all once Kim Ng was let go, and they decided to go a different direction with the new GM, Peter Bendix.
Yep.
And they hired Gabe Kapler, who is almost certainly the manager in waiting. He's the Bendix guy. Skip knew it was going to be his last season. They took care of him financially, and he's got probably his pick of jobs here in the offseason if that's what he wants. He's in a good spot.
He's in what you call the catbird seat.
Handled it. He was classy all year long. The Marlins had no reason to complain.
Yep.
Skip really has no reason to complain other than, you know, they didn't give him a team after he made the playoffs. But, you know, they took care of him, and now he's in a good spot.
Yeah, he will be a really, really – he's always going to be one of my favorite human beings. But I texted with him over the weekend, and he's had a rough year, man, with a couple of pretty sad losses in his life. But he's okay. His family's okay. We certainly send our love, and I know the Tier 1s do as well.
And then the other news in Major League Baseball just came down, like, within the last half hour. Say goodbye to All-Star uniforms.
Goodbye, All-Star
Major League
uniforms.
Baseball has
you will
announced.
Not be missed.
They will let the players wear their own team uniforms once again at the Summer Classic, and I think that's a universal win for Major League Baseball.
What about those 7 All-Star jerseys that they sold last year that they no longer will be able to sell?
It's just like 7 guys are like, damn it.
Now they're going to make them wear the All-Star jerseys in the playoffs, so expect them to see them tomorrow.
Could you imagine?
Unfortunately, I kind of could imagine Major League Baseball thinking that's a good idea.
Playoff jerseys on sale now.
I'm fine, and I understand you need a hat that commemorates like where you are. Do they have to be so big? The big patch on the side that's the size of my hand. We're in the playoffs, and it's the size, you know, like just cool little thing on the back. You know, playoffs, whatever.
Normal hat,
normal,
cool,
with
smaller
little
size
smaller
patch.
Deal. Right?
I'd be okay with that.
I would too, because I don't like that side World Series patch that covers half of the hat.
I feel like the kids today like busier hats.
The World Series patch is at least a flex.
I guess, yeah, but I'm not buying one, though. Because why? Because it looks kind of nerdy. It's not a flex for Paul or me who weren't in the World Series. Yeah.
I thought if you're just watching it, seeing it visually.
For those guys, yeah.
And then finally, we've got like a minute here. Woodsy, congratulations.
I'm in deep trouble.
You're going to be seeing Oasis twice, it looks like.
What?
Oasis announcing their world tour.
Yeah, they're coming to the States.
They announced their leg of reunion shows in July next summer.
Yep.
And then now they will be coming to the States. So was it New York, Chicago, LA?
Yep.
Is this after you're going to go see them next July?
It's in September.
Yeah. Oh. It's getting... I haven't pulled the trigger on flights and hotels yet. And then I saw the one coming to LA.
For
England, yeah. I'm like... But I'm still going. I'm committed to doing
it. Is there any...
I'm kind of waiting for my wife to just surprise me with it. If you're listening, babe.
Is there any scenario in which London gets canceled because you're taking everybody to the LA show?
I wouldn't say there's no scenario, but I've thought about it. Bro, go price a hotel room in Manchester and a ticket to Manchester in like a 3-day trip. I'm still going to do it, though. It's my 50th birthday pilgrimage. We out? We early?
I don't know why the music died.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we've got 20 seconds left. Good show today.
Fun one.
Last bit of stress-freeness today, and then tomorrow we're into it. We'll see you at Baja Ricks at 6 in the morning tomorrow.
Everybody be there.
For Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins, Annie and Elston. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We're going to kiss the roach right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.